This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. Okay, welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate, and we hope you're having a fantastic weekend.
That's right. And just a reminder, Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are very active realtors, and we help our listeners just like you buy and sell homes every single day right here in beautiful Northern California.
What that means is when you call us on our hotline at 916-269-3337, you won't be passed off to someone else. Robert and I work with you personally.
That's right. And the Radio Realtors is the right place for you to be if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get your best deal on a home with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program. And we've got mortgage lenders that can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Amazing interest rates right now, and little to no money out of your pocket.
And if you're a potential home seller and considering putting your home on the market, we can help you get top dollar for your home.
Yeah, we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that game plan that we have exposes your home to more buyers than anybody else. And it includes highlighting your home on this very radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Radio Realtors do it all here when it comes to real estate. And don't go anywhere, because we have an amazing show for you today.
Yeah, we're going to be covering some really great topics, including the Radio Realtors No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As Is,
the Radio Realtors Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home,
and How to Make an Offer That Can't Be Refused. And that's right up your alley, being that you're a Godfather fan, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And we're also going to share a few great listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So if you'd like to connect with us anytime, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline number. That number is 916-269-3337. That number, once again, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337. 3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So let's get this show on the road.
That's right. So selling a home, it can be hard work, and you may have to repaint it. You might have to trim your lawn and add some bark to bump up that curb appeal. Maybe even replace the cabinets in your embarrassingly outdated kitchen, and possibly more.
But if you're complaining and saying there's got to be an easier way, you're in luck, because there is an easier way.
Yeah, we're going to give you the Radio Realtors No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As Is.
So what is an as-is home exactly?
Well, it's when, rather than pouring tons of time and money into sprucing up your home, you as a seller do pretty much nothing at all.
Yep, you just put your home right out there, warts and all, and hope someone sees the home for what it could be and makes an offer.
Now, there's a ton of reasons you as a seller may choose this route. Maybe you inherited an old house and you just want to unload it quickly.
Or maybe your own house needs repairs, but you can't stand the idea of living in a construction zone.
Yeah, whatever the reason, though, selling a home as is not always as easy as it sounds.
Here's what you need to know about the process and its pitfalls, so you can decide if it's right for you and pave the way to a smooth sale.
Yeah, step number one of the Radio Realtors No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As is there is a strategy on how to list a home as is. When listing your home, you should make it clear in the description, and that's what we do as your realtors, that is an as-is sale. And this not only serves as a beacon for bargain hunters, but also it'll weed out buyers who don't want to bother with a fixer-upper, and they don't want to bother wasting your time with an offer.
Yeah, since as-is homes puts the burden on the buyers to spend a lot more time and money bringing it up to snuff, your price should reflect that.
Yeah, for instance, if your roof is at the end of its useful life and it would cost $10,000 to $20,000 to replace it, your price should reflect that.
Or if your home has a lot of dry rot that would cost around $12,000 to clear, your list price should reflect that.
Yeah. Or if your kitchen needs new countertops and appliances due to damage or age, you should reduce your list price by the amount of what those repairs would cost for a similar home without those issues in your neighborhood.
A good example here would be a home we just closed on last week. In this case, the adult children inherited the home after their parents had passed away.
Yeah, and this home had some updates with a new roof, new gutters, and a new pool pump, but most of the home was kind of still stuck in the 1960s. Now, prior to putting the home on the market, we did get a pest report, which revealed a leaking pipe in the crawl space, and our client agreed to fix this item, but for the most part, they wanted to sell it as is.
Fortunately, because we are in a seller's market right now, mainly because of low inventory, we received multiple offers on our client's home, which allowed us to get our list price.
However, the sellers knew that they may have to give a buyer's credit for closing costs, but with the Radio Realtors VIP Platinum Home Selling Strategy, we negotiated a small credit to the buyers, and our sellers were still able to achieve a very nice profit on the home.
If there was ever a time for you to get maximum profit selling a home as is, it is right now. To learn more, call Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors at 916-269-3337.
Yeah, that's right. It's 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So step number two of the Radio Realtors No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As is knowing what you need to disclose on a home that is an as-is sale. And selling a house as-is does not relieve you from disclosing known defects once you have an offer. In fact, you are legally required to do so.
Yes, you are. The term known is a key word in this instance.
Yeah, right. If you inherited a property, you may not know about the general state of the home, and therefore, you could be exempt from providing a property disclosure.
But if you intentionally withhold known information about issues, the buyer has legal recourse down the line should any problems crop up.
But you don't want to worry here. This doesn't mean that you have to point out every nick on your walls or your baseboards. The flaws must be bigger than that.
Right, Rob. In fact, we came prepared today with the top 10 most common home defects. They are foundation drainage trouble, electrical defects, roof problems such as drainage leaks or rot.
Yeah, also heating combustion problems, improperly done owner repairs, structural damage, plumbing problems, and infiltration by water or air.
Also, inadequate ventilation of an attic or a crawl space, and construction defects.
And there are some other things that you should disclose to prospective buyers. One would be evidence of mold.
Yeah, lead paint also. Federal law requires homeowners to disclose any known lead-based paint if you're selling a home built before 1978.
Yeah, in hazardous conditions, California requires sellers to alert buyers to the potential danger of wildfires, earthquakes, and floods in the area.
You're also required to disclose termite damage.
Yeah, if your home has been previously treated for termite damage, you should disclose this to the buyers. And you can also protect yourself by paying for another termite inspection.
You also need to disclose repairs and insurance claims. If you know any repairs you or the previous owners have made, it's best to disclose them to the buyers.
As a homeowner, you can request a CLUE report on your home that shows any history of insurance claims for the past 7 years. And if you have made repairs to the property, it's usually best to disclose the information when you list your home for sale, even if local regulations don't require you to do so.
Required disclosures also vary by state. So that's why each sale you do through the Radio Realtors, we have our expert transaction coordinators provide you with all the required disclosures for your area.
That's right. Now, before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. And stick around because we have a crazy disclosure story for you that you're not going to want to miss. But this is audio open house number one. This is what we call Radiant in Roseville. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,200 square foot home, and it is a beauty. It's attractive and move-in ready. The home features a gorgeous kitchen with white Carrera quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, and an upgraded farmhouse sink. There's a dining area in the kitchen and even bar stool space along the countertops for quick meals. Plus, the home has a large family room with a southwest tile fireplace. Radiant in Roseville is remodeled with new tile flooring, lighting, modern vanities, bathtub enclosure, and gray wood grain cabinetry. country. The home features updated landscaping in the front and backyard with a new lawn area. The amazing home is close to highly ranked Roseville schools and parks, plus the new refrigerator and washer and dryer are included. It's priced at just $389,999. This one will not last long, so if you want to see Radiant in Roseville, just text the word Radiant to 916-269-3337. That's Radiant to 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking about buying a home, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. There's a misconception out there that the mortgage loan process takes a long time, but not with Jeff. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and can close your loan in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Don't waste any more money on rent. Call Jeff Compton at Guild Mortgage now, 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the Hawk.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you about the Radio Realtors No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As Is. The first thing was that you have to have a strategy on selling your home as is. Number two was what you need to disclose on an as-is sale. And we've got a crazy story for you that demonstrates the importance of full disclosure when selling your home and getting a thorough inspection when purchasing a home.
More like a horror story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We heard about this couple named Bill and Sharon, and they purchased their dream home. It was charming and spacious, and just what they always wanted.
But one day, when Sharon was in the shower, no less, she caught a glimpse of something out of the corner of her eye. And she flinched in terror just in time to avoid a black widow that dropped from the ceiling. She watched its legs twitch and grasp at her before it was washed down the drain.
Soon the spider appearance became more and more frequent. Sharon said the spiders seemed to be bleeding out of the walls.
Now, a leading inspector estimated there were between 4,500 and 6,000 spiders in the property. And this estimate, he admitted, was very low because it was in the winter when the spiders were mostly dormant.
That sounds more like a Stephen King movie.
It's terrible.
Their dream home had become a living nightmare. They did everything they could to remove the infestation, including hiring multiple pest control companies. But those dang spiders kept coming back.
Yeah, so Bill and Sharon, they filed a claim with their insurance company, and they filed a lawsuit against the previous owners for not disclosing the spider problem. And a court ruled in their favor and required the previous owners to pay them over $450,000 in damages, and the family moved out of the house.
The moral of the story is to make sure disclose everything, even when you are wanting to sell your home as is.
Yeah, you want to disclose everything.
That was a nightmare.
It is a terrible story. But step number three of the Radio Realtor's No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As is understanding that buyers will probably still inspect your home even as an as-is sale. And while selling as-is means you as the seller probably won't be responsible for fixing anything, the buyer may still want to do some due diligence by conducting a home inspection to see what shape your place really is in.
If the inspection uncovers something bad, the buyer can walk away from the deal with their deposit in their hand.
Yeah, worse yet, if a buyer walks away from the property due to issues found during the inspection, in most states, you are legally required to share that information with future buyers.
Also, keep in mind that while as-is is helpful in stating your intention, that doesn't mean the buyer can't or won't ask for repairs or compensation after an inspection.
Yeah, and whether you agree or not may depend on how eager you are to sell your home.
Yeah, okay, so step number four, the Radio Realtor's No Fuss Guide to Selling a Home As is knowing how lenders handle as-is home.
If the buyer is getting a mortgage, his or her lender may require that another contingency is included in the contract, and that is called a home appraisal.
Yeah, that's to ensure that the money it's loaning out isn't going toward a lemon.
Yeah, in fact, lenders will dole out only the amount of money they deem a home is worth. So if the appraiser says it's worth less than what the buyer is paying, that could be bad news.
That means the buyer may have to cover the difference, or that the lender will demand you make repairs.
Or as a seller, you may need to reduce the sales price to the appraised value amount or provide a credit to the buyer.
Unfortunately, if you refuse yet again, the buyer can walk away from the whole deal.
Yeah, so the wrap-up here is let the Radio Realtors help to pave a way to a smooth sale. Listen, you know, while home inspections and appraisals can derail the sale of an as-is home, there are things that we can help you do to keep the transaction on track.
For one, if you aren't familiar with your home flaws and what needs renovating or repairs, you can hire a home inspector to do a pre-inspection to ward off surprises down the line.
Yeah, one of our favorite home inspector companies is Hawkeye Home Inspections.
Yep.
And they provide the service, and it's not super expensive, but it's good. You know, secondly, you can set a tight time limit on any contingencies. Typically, this contingency period will last anywhere from 10 to 21 days. The shorter that time period, the less time the buyers have to inspect and appraise a home and maybe back out.
So if you have a home that you want to sell as is, give us a call. We'll come out for a quick 20-minute appointment to let you know what your options are and how our proven as-is home selling strategy works.
Yeah, so give us a call today, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So we're going to segue into our next topic. And, you know, if you have dogs, cats, or other pets in your family, you're going to want to take their needs into account when you're looking to buy a house. And yes, we really mean this. You know, your furry roommates, they might seem easygoing, but, you know, certain homes and even neighborhoods are more pet friendly than others.
So here's the Radio Realtor's Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home and 6 questions to ask that often get overlooked.
Yeah, and these things are things that you're going to want to keep in mind to find a home where you and your pets can live in peace. Question number one of the Radio Realtor's Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is, what are the local pet laws? You know, even if you own a piece of property, it's not guaranteed that your pets will be welcome there.
Yeah, depending on the number and the breed, there can be restrictions with HOAs, condo development, or even the city or state at large.
You're going to want to check with the city and state for breed-specific laws and limits on the number of animals per home.
For example, in some areas, you're required to have a kennel license if you have more than 2 dogs.
That's right. Some things to consider. Some HOAs or condo developments restrict the number or type of pets you can have, or they can spell out how your pet must be restrained in the common areas.
In condo developments, there's often a limit on the number of dogs allowed per unit or even per floor.
Yeah, so it's important not to assume dogs are allowed because you saw one during your tour. Sometimes they are only allowed on the first floor or in end units.
Also, if you have a breed that tends to bark a lot, find out if your HOA or city enforces any noise ordinances.
Yeah, question number two of the Radio Realtor's Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is, what's up with the yard and fencing? You know, having a yard where pets can roam is amazing, of course, but keep in mind, if you want to keep your pets in or other critters out, you'll have to have a fence or build one.
Yet again, check your HOA or condo covenants on this front. We've seen covenants that have restrictions on the size or materials allowed for your outdoor kennel or your dog runs.
Yeah, and most neighborhood covenants outlaw animals running around at large. So if you're looking for a country setting where a rover can run free, it pays to give those CCNRs a careful read.
So question number three of the Radio Realtor's Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is the neighborhood good for pets to roam?
Yeah, with dogs, finding a location that's good for walks is key. That might mean being close to a park or a dog run or trails or other green space.
But even if you and your pup don't mind the commute, think about the sidewalk situation for everyday bathroom walks.
Yeah, you want to find a place where you're happy to walk. And that means places with sidewalks or neighborhoods with roadways that don't have a lot of traffic.
Be careful about choosing locations right on a busy road or highway for dogs that get out frequently or cats that like to roam. Car traffic is a danger.
Yeah, cat owners should also think about the local wildlife, because in some areas, proximity to a green space means being closer to coyotes and foxes, which kind of like to snack on those smaller critters. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. And we're calling this one Chic in Cameron Park. And you're going to fall in love with this beautifully updated 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,600 square foot townhome that is above the fog. And as you enter in the private gate, you're going to see this gorgeous courtyard that's perfect for, you know, night's relaxation, maybe just having dinner out there, especially in the summers. If you love to cook, you're going to love the fully remodeled kitchen. It is a chef's dream. It has granite countertops, upgraded appliances, and Chic in Cameron Park has top-of-the-line laminate flooring throughout the entire home. And your sliding door, it leads to a private outside patio area where you can escape from it all. You can also go through this little gate and right out into greenery. So if you have pets or whatever, you can take them out to do their duty there. Upstairs, you're going to find spacious bedrooms and double sinks in the master bathroom. You can even check out the view of the Sierras from one of the rooms upstairs. The cabinet drawers have soft closing features. This is truly a turnkey property and the only one for sale currently in this development. It's right across the street from Cameron Park Golf Course and Country Club, so this is a home that you would be excited to own. And best of all, it's priced at only $389,000. So if you'd like to see Chic in Cameron Park, text Chic to 916-269-3337. That's Chic to 916-269-3337. We can set up a personal showing for you. That's Chic to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors. And if you're ready to buy a home or refinance, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from New American Funding. Before you begin to search for your dream home, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. With Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at New American Funding are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he's got the online reviews to back that up. Dave and New American Funding are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online through their app or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face. For a quick response, text #LoanYes to 51614. That's #LoanYes to 51614. Or call Dave at 916-548-8225. 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 6606, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall,
hosts of the Radio Realtors Radio Show. A recent survey has come out saying that most consumers are clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage and buy a home.
Rob, clueless is a pretty strong word.
I would agree, but we can tell you that many people are unaware that you don't need perfect credit and that there are down payment assistance programs and mortgage loans that require little to no money out of your pocket.
At the Radio Realtors, we have a home buying strategy that could have you pre-approved in minutes.
And living in that home in as little as 10 days. And our home buying strategy has worked for hundreds of our clients.
It can work for you too.
Call or text us right now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you right now about the Radio Realtors Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home and the questions that you need to ask. Question number one was, what are the pet laws in the area? Number two is, what's up with the yards and fences? And number three is the hood good for pets to roam? And question number four, Frank, what is it?
Question number four of the Radio Realtors Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is, does the house have pet-friendly floors?
Yeah, you know, pet-friendly flooring is a big issue. The Radio Realtors recommend solid hardwood since it can be refinished when it gets scratched, and we suggest looking for a very light or a very dark wood.
We also recommend triple sealing your hardwood floors with high-grade polyurethane or preferred flooring. Folks say use a water-based poly for light floors and oil-based for dark floors.
Yeah, and if you're putting in new flooring, consider reclaimed or distressed wood so that the scratches just add more character.
Other good flooring options include poured concrete, tile, luxury vinyl, or laminate.
Yeah, so what's not so great for flooring for pets? Well, wall-to-wall carpet. Carpeting is not a great deal for resale value.
Right. Your cats will claw on it, and dogs can track in mud and dirt. Carpet also traps smells from accidents. It stains easily and collects pet hair.
So if your dog or cat or even your human family members need something softer underfoot, go with an area rug or a throw rug, which can be cleaned and replaced.
Yeah, so question number five of the Radio Realtors Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is, does the house have pet-friendly floor plan?
Yeah, consider the size and layout of the home if you have a large dog or several dogs, because you'll grow tired of your house in pretty short order if you're always tripping over your dog.
You want to keep in mind when shopping for a pet-friendly home these questions. Number one, is the space big enough for your dog's breed?
Yeah, two, is there enough room for a cozy dog bed or that cat condo?
And number three, if you're downsizing, you should consider how a tighter space will stress your pet.
Yeah, question number six of the Radio Realtors Pet Lover's Guide to Buying a Home is, can your pet handle the stairs.
If you're looking for a multi-level home, consider whether your dogs will be okay with the stairs, particularly as they get older.
Yeah, when dogs get older, they can get joint problems that make it difficult for them to do steps just like their owners, right, Frank?
Amen, brother. Also, if you do choose a multi-level home, look for a place that has a carpet runner on the stairs.
Yeah, or be ready to install one of those. That's the number one request for people with dogs.
So, some final thoughts here at the Radio Realtors. We're always looking for ways to make it easier for our listeners and clients to find that perfect home.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, and to better serve you and your furry friends, as a potential home buyer, we have search filters such as lot size and room size, flooring and fencing filters, and filters to find a big enough backyard and plenty of space for your furry companion when you take that home buying leap.
So, if you would like our assistance at the Radio Realtors to help you find your first and your next pet-friendly home, give us a call today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, so you can also go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, but our number once again is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. So we're going to segue into our next topic, and this is one that's really dear to my friend Frank here because he's a big Godfather fan.
We should have Godfather music.
Yeah, and Bad Blood and all those good, yeah, you know, mafia type programs. But it's the Radio Realtors' take on how to make an offer that can't be refused. So you might be one of those people that's been searching for homes online and you're finding great homes, and you find yourself kind of daydreaming about unpacking your stuff, pulling all the glassware and plates out of your crates, placing your furniture where you want it, and maybe even setting up your Xbox.
You're ready to jump into the home buying process. Nothing could go wrong now, except, wait a minute, what if there are other offers on the homes I'm interested in?
Or what if the seller doesn't like your offer? Or what if the seller doesn't like you?
Well, don't panic, because if you're using the services of the Radio Realtors, we have a way to make an offer that can't be refused.
I love that. That was really good. Well, so the answer that we have is way better than having you cough up more money. It's way better.
Yeah, that's right. At the Radio Realtors, we use the science of human behavior.
That's right. So the first way to make an offer that can't be refused is to discover what the seller's motivations are. To seal the deal, you must know what's driving the sellers to sell their home. And yes, we know that sounds like a self-help book gimmick, but it's totally true.
Right. We're all motivated by something, and seeing things from the seller's point of view can help you write a killer offer.
That's right. But, you know, sellers are usually primarily motivated by one of three things. Number one, it's the bottom line, also known as money.
Number two is a rush to move, or they don't want to drag the selling process out.
And that's also known as the terms. And number three is emotional attachment. Of course, all sellers are at least a little motivated by cash. After all, they're not just going to, you know, give their house away. So that will usually overlap with some other motivations.
So say, for example, the sellers are emotionally attached to their house. They raised their kids there and they love their property.
Yeah, so if you love the home too, putting that in a letter to the sellers, that could pull at the seller's heartstrings.
But remember, especially in this competitive market that we are in right now, even if you have an inside track of knowing this emotional attachment, it doesn't mean you're going to get the home for a discount.
Yeah, the buyer who thinks that they can come in below asking price and honestly believe they have a shot at winning is probably making a big mistake in this market.
But money isn't all that matters. As your realtors, we will find out what else may be motivating the sellers.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors, we always talk to the listing agent and speak to them directly to get a better understanding as to what is driving the seller's desire to sell.
In some cases, we find out that the sellers have written a letter about the history of the home for the potential buyers, showing they're emotionally connected.
Yeah, and in other cases, the sellers are in a hurry to move and will be motivated by an easy and fast close.
And sometimes the sellers just want to get a lot of offers and pick the highest bid.
Yeah, and we might not be able to learn everything about the seller's motivations, but allowing Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors to utilize our experience and, more importantly, our connections, because we know a lot of other agents, we can make all the difference and help you get that dream home.
That's right, because the Radio Realtors, Rob and I, are forthcoming, persistent, and we follow up by picking up a phone and calling the listing agent.
Yeah, so we almost always discover the motivations of the seller. Now, what if the sellers are motivated by money? If the seller's all about the Benjamins, you're going to need to submit the highest and best offer to get the home. And in a competitive market like the one we are in right now, like Frank said, the listing price may just be the starting point.
Yeah. We tell our buyer clients in this hot seller's market to be prepared to go over list price, depending on the area and the home.
And to get an idea of what to offer, we as your realtors will compare recently sold homes in the area. And what we want to do is try to avoid a bidding war.
Yep. Right now, though many sellers send out multiple counter offers asking for the buyer's highest and their best offer.
Yeah, and this is where the Radio Realtor's strategy comes into play, as we are going to focus on the next motivation. And before we get to that next motivation, we are going to give you our Radio Realtors audio open house number 3, and then we're going to come back, finish the show up with the rest of this. So the Radio Realtors audio open house number 3, we're calling this one Stunning in Sierra Oaks. And this is a gorgeous 4-5 bedroom, 3.5 bathroom, nearly 3,000 square feet home that sits on a quarter acre, and it is inside the gates of Sienna Estates. Stunning in Sierra Oaks was recently completed for remodel, including new quartzite countertops, a stainless steel farm sink, a designer backsplash in the kitchen, plus the opulent kitchen features commercial grade KitchenAid architectural style stainless steel appliances. That's a big mouthful. Stunning in Sierra Oaks also has an extensive upgrade of things, including custom crown molding, a master suite balcony, a full Bose surround sound system, and there is even a full bedroom and 1.5 baths on the ground floor that also feature Brazilian cherry wood flooring. The backyard is truly nothing short of an oasis. The pool, spa, and waterfall will provide entertainment from the morning till the evening. And Stunning in Sierra Oaks has the ideal central location. It's close to downtown, fabulous restaurants and shopping. This home is the picture perfect place to call home. And although it's a luxury price point, you get a lot for $1.1 million on that price tag. So if you would like to see Stunning in Sierra Oaks, we can get you a private tour. Text the word stunning to 916-269-3337. That is the word stunning to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking about buying a home, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. There's a misconception out there that the mortgage loan process takes a long time, but not with Jeff. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and can close your loan in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Don't waste any more money on rent. Call Jeff Compton at Guild Mortgage now, 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our 3 FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the hawk.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you in this final segment about how to make an offer that can't be refused. But the number one way was to discover what the seller's motivations are. And we kind of discussed that it might be money, it might be a rush to move. It might even be an emotional attachment that they have to the home. And they're motivated by money, then you're going to have to put in a competitive offer. And we can help you do that because our Radio Realtors strategy comes into play and it helps us focus on the next motivation. And the next motivation is, what if the sellers are motivated by terms?
Most sellers are motivated by more than one thing. However, if the sellers are motivated by terms, they want the deal over and done with and as painless as possible.
Yeah, and this is where the Radio Realtor Certified Home Buying Program that we talked about last week, it really works for you. And you see, most real estate transactions take 30 to 45, maybe even 60 days to close. However, with our preferred lenders, we can close your home buying transaction in 10 to 21 days.
The speed here is motivating to the sellers. The quicker the close, the quicker the seller has their money.
That's right. And this strategy that we have, it doesn't cost you a thing, and it can possibly save you thousands of dollars because you won't have to be outbid by another buyer who may not be able to close on the home as fast as you can.
You may also want to shorten the time frames for your inspections, appraisal, and loan contingencies.
Yeah, and with our preferred lenders, we can speed up the process but keep your earnest money protected.
So, what if the sellers are motivated by emotions, Rob?
Yeah, this is a tricky one because if the sellers are attached to their home, they're going to have a hard time letting it go just to anybody. So you can prove you aren't just anybody by writing them a personal letter.
We recommend that you just be honest and be yourself. Many of the letters we read are very genuine and they could be emotional sometimes too.
Yeah, but remember, you're writing a personal letter. You're not writing a resume. And the seller is more likely to be interested in why you want the house and what your personal plans are for the home in the future, then in what changes you want to make to the home or what your favorite hobbies are.
The second way to make an offer that can't be refused is don't get cocky with your offer.
Yeah, it's tempting sometimes to submit maybe a lowball offer just to see what the seller will do, but the seller might get irritated with you and just stop working with you altogether.
Yeah, it's not a good way to start the relationships.
Right.
But on the flip side, don't get excited and blow past your budget.
Yeah, you need to figure out how badly you want this house and how far you're willing to go.
Then we will help you put an attractive offer together.
Yeah, and a lot of times what we do is we want to sit down with you, go over what your maximum purchase price is, and try to stick within those things so that your payment is palatable to you. A lot of times people are pre-approved for more than they want to have for a monthly payment. And let's say you were pre-approved for $500,000, but you don't like that payment. That principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment is more than you're feeling comfortable with each month. You might feel more comfortable with a $450,000 purchase. So we want to go over all those things so there are no surprises. The third way to make an offer that can't be refused is to remember that line from Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights.
Oh boy, here it comes.
If you're not first, you're last. You know, or as we say, the faster the better.
Once you know how to approach the offer, consider the timing. Generally, the faster you can submit an offer, the better.
Yeah, being the first offer in on a deadline means that you just became the leverage offer.
Even if the seller doesn't accept your offer right away, your offer will become the yardstick against which other buyers are measured.
Yeah, if you're not first, make sure your offer is solid and submitted in a reasonable time frame there.
Many sellers have a deadline for accepting offers before they start considering them, and you don't want to miss out because you sat on the fence.
Yeah, I have a great story for this. It's a gentleman, one of our clients, his name is Philip, and we just put him into escrow on this beautiful, cozy, turnkey home in Foothill Farms. And Philip had seen several homes. We took him out with his uncle, and when we saw this home, though, Philip said that he had found the one. It was almost like love at first sight for this home with Philip. This home was so perfect that we went back for a second visit to see it about 15 minutes later. And you know, one of the things, we got blessed because, as luck would have it, the seller was at the home, and Philip got to share with the seller how much he loved the home and that he was going to have us write up this great offer and get it right on over to her. And that connection and the power of Philip being a Radio Realtor certified home buyer, it gave the seller confidence that Philip was the right buyer for our home. And in just a couple of weeks, we'll be handing the keys to Philip for this beautiful new home. And the other thing that we did was we had our lender give the listing agent a call and sing Philip's praises on how we're going to be able to close this on time, get this thing done. And it was all but put to bed that night. We got him in escrow.
Yeah, timing is everything.
Yep.
If you want to be like Philip and win as a home buyer in this market, you need to call us today to schedule an appointment for a free home buyer's consultation. The Radio Realtors hotline is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And remember, you will be speaking with us personally. So call that Radio Realtors hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So before we wrap up the show here, I want to give you guys an example of a great love letter to the sellers about their home. And this is from a couple of our clients, and their names are Katie and Cody. And so they said, "Dear seller, we wanted to thank you for considering our offer on your home. We were so happy to get a look at the home today, and we're excited about the opportunity to love and cherish your home like you have over the years. We're both born and raised in this area. Our parents both live in the area, and we're excited to move back to our home community where we grew up, the community where our family can continue to grow and be a positive asset to the town that we live in. We look forward to spending evenings at home, having game nights, creating crafts, listening to our vinyl record collection, watching home movies, and entertaining family and friends in your beautiful home. Walking through your home, we envisioned ourselves creating endless memories, from calm evenings to listening to music while cooking dinner to eventful parties around holiday and sporting events. We truly fell in love with your home the moment we drove up, seeing the beautiful wrought iron fencing, the front patio." You know, I mean, all this stuff, they were just envisioning how much they love the home. And it was all true. They weren't embellishing one bit.
No, they sounded very real.
And they literally
came from the heart. Yeah.
And guess what? They're in escrow on this home.
Yeah.
So they said, "Although we've been looking at homes for quite some time, yours is the one that we can most easily imagine living in for many years to come. Every aspect of it serves every need we could envision and more. If you do accept our offer, we guarantee we'll take great care of your home. Thanks again for your consideration, and we hope to hear back soon."
Wow, that's a good one.
So that's the kind of stuff that you need to do. And that's all part of our Radio Realtors home buying strategy and being a certified home buyer. So if you'd like that kind of service, we'd love to help you. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And we're going to give you the Radio Realtors audio open house number 4 to end the show. We're calling this one Awesome in Arden Arcade. And this is one of those homes that you can see before anybody else because this home is not on MLS yet. And this is an incredible 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom ranch-style home located in the quiet subdivision of Heckus Heights. And it's on a court. And the home has a beautiful giallo ornamental granite countertops, white shaker cabinets, tile floors, and stainless steel appliances. And with the right offer, the seller will even leave the custom-sized stainless steel Samsung refrigerator. The master bedroom has tile floors, granite countertops, and modern fixtures. The home has newer plumbing, electrical, and a main electric panel. The home has vinyl plank flooring, new interior paint, and the exterior is being painted right now. Plus, the backyard has lemon and orange trees, shade trees, and a large grass area for the kids to play. and a huge fenced-in dog run. It's priced at just $399,900. This is the ideal home for you in Arden Arcade. So to get a private tour before the home goes on the market to everybody else, text AWESOME to 916-269-3337. That's AWESOME to 916-269-3337. And that's all we have for you today, right, Frank?
Wow, went quick. Great information.
Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or
go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And everybody, have a great weekend.
Robert Lewis here from The Radio Realtors. And if you're ready to buy a home or refinance, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from New American Funding. Before you begin to search for your dream home, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. With Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at New American Funding are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he's got the online reviews to back that up. Dave and New American Funding are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online through their app or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face. For a quick response, text #LoanYes to 51614. That's #LoanYes to 51614. Or call Dave at 916-548-8225. 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 6606, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors Radio Show. A recent survey has come out saying that most consumers are clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage and buy a home.
Rob, clueless is a pretty strong word.
I would agree, but we can tell you that many people are unaware that you don't need perfect credit and that there are down payment assistance programs and mortgage loans that require little to no money out of your pocket.
At the Radio Realtors, we have a home buying strategy that could have you pre-approved in minutes.
And living in that home in as little as 10 days. And our home buying strategy has worked for hundreds of our clients.
It can work for you too.
Call or text us right now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 33-37.